here in this last part of Luke's birth narrative, the shepherds go to see this baby Jesus, and they're presumably the first people to meet him other than Mary and Joseph. What a claim to fame that would have been. I'm sure if Twitter would have been a thing around these times, that they would have hashtagged something like Messiah Monday or Savior Saturday or Son of God Sunday or something like that. But of course, Twitter wasn't a thing, and so their reaction was much more simple, but still very profound.
Yeah, I think their reaction is more than appropriate. We get a little glimpse of their reaction starting in verse 17. Luke says that the shepherds spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And then going on in verse 20, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. What's interesting to me is that the reaction of the shepherds to meeting Jesus is kind of twofold. It's one, worship, and two, they leave going to spread the word concerning what they have seen and heard. And honestly, most of you came here tonight to do that first one. You came here tonight to worship. You came to lean into the story of Jesus, to remember Jesus, to sing to Jesus. You came here to worship. But I want to suggest to you that maybe the most appropriate response to meeting Jesus is to leave this room and go tell the world what you have seen and heard. It's to go tell your neighbors what you've seen and heard. It's to go tell your family, your friends, your coworkers what you've seen and heard. Yes, we should worship in response to meeting Jesus, but I think the most appropriate response to meeting Jesus is to leave and go tell this world about Jesus.
Yeah, and this is a consistent response that we see in the Gospels in the ministry of Jesus. When he encounters someone, the typical response is for them to go and tell everyone who they meet about what they had just seen. And even when Jesus says, keep this kind of quiet, they still can't help but go and talk about this Jesus that they've encountered.
Yeah, they can't help but tell people about this Jesus that they've just met. I mentioned that I have a 7-month-old daughter. Her name is Skye. And almost every Saturday, we do what we call Daddy-Daughter Donut Day. Okay? And we have a picture of this morning, actually. This is Daddy-Daughter Donut. Moms, don't worry. We only give her 2 donuts at a time. It's not a big deal. So that's us this morning at Walmart. I need to tell you about Walmart donuts real fast. They're good. Okay? Walmart donuts. They're where it's at. I don't know why, but I'm addicted. 67 cents of worth it is what it is to me. But we typically will wake up early on Saturday morning, and Skye and I will go to Walmart, get donuts for the family, and come back home. And it's a pretty normal thing. But every Saturday, I have this internal war of chocolate glazed or raspberry filled. And it's tough. Now, if you put my feet to the fire, I would probably tell you that raspberry filled is my favorite kind of donut, or any kind of jelly filled, except for lemon, because that's just weird. But any kind of jelly donut is probably my favorite, but there's one reason more often than not I'll go with chocolate glazed. And that's because it is impossible to eat a jelly donut without getting that stuff all over the place. You know what I'm saying? They should give you the little wet wipes they give you when you eat chicken wings whenever you buy a jelly donut. Because that stuff, that jelly, the sticky stuff gets all over your hands and all over your face. And when you have an infant, you put one of those in their hands, it's all over everything, right? That sticky stuff, it gets all over everything. It's like the jelly is like, it just can't wait to get out and make a mess out of everything. And I hate that, so I'll go chocolate glazed. Now this might sound a little odd to you, but I think as followers of Jesus, we should be a little bit more like jelly donuts. And as it is nearly impossible to eat a jelly donut without getting everything around you a little sticky, it should be impossible to come in contact with someone who has met Jesus and not leave a little sticky with the light of Jesus. You see, as followers of Jesus, the Jesus inside of you should be bursting out of you like jelly out of a donut. Jesus should just be pouring out of you to where the light of Jesus inside of you makes everyone you come in contact with a little bit sticky. It should be impossible to meet a follower of Jesus and not leave a little sticky with the light of Jesus. So yes, our response to meeting Jesus should be worship. But I think it's a little bit more than that. Our response to meeting Jesus should be to leave this place, spreading the word concerning what we've seen and heard, to go make this world a little bit sticky with the light of Jesus. So I guess the only question left is, have you met Jesus? I mean, I know you know about Jesus, but do you really have a relationship with him? Have you been putting off giving Jesus your life? Have you been putting off getting in the water and getting baptized? I don't know where you're at, but I need you to know you weren't alone yesterday. You're not alone today. And you won't be alone tomorrow, because Emmanuel, God, is with us and he will reign forevermore. So flesh or no flesh, God is with us. And our response is to, one, worship, and two, to leave this room and go spread the word concerning what we have seen and heard. It's to make this world a little sticky with the light of Jesus, because you're not alone. Not yesterday, not today, not tomorrow. Because Emmanuel, God is with you.